Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Trick Podcast with Joey and Gosa TV on this beautiful Thursday, May 11th, 2023. Welcome back to my channel. Welcome back to this episode. Talking today about the road ahead and kind of what I'm doing to really be strong, to be focused, to not worry, to not lose perspective. I think what I'm learning is the value of, as my father-in-law would always say, to put my train on the tracks, put my train down on the tracks. So what that means is that a personality like mine, and maybe you can relate to this, we have to constantly gauge our, let me see here something. Personalities like mine, we have to gauge our level of how low we get because we are heart types and we do feel. And then also, as someone said to me the other day, of making the right decision. Not so much that I'm making wrong decisions, but because I am an activator and an industrious type, I like to do things to make sure that I'm doing what I want to do and not just doing things for the sake of doing and not doing the wrong things, especially when it comes to career and jobs and, I guess, my time. So there are many areas, maybe only one, maybe two, church and work, where we as a family are, where I personally, I guess, am asking God for direction. So there is this whole thing of teaching and subbing, which is what I'm doing now. I need a credential. That would be a year. I don't want to go to school again. I'm finishing my master's here in the next few months. I'm really thankful for that. I don't want to take another year to go to school again and pay money and all that stuff. Am I unwilling to do that? I'm not unwilling. I just would rather not. I would rather, at this season of my life, just to go back to work and make my $100,000 or whatever I can and get back into work. Get back to work doing what? Well, I would say church is what I love the most. I would say teaching, as far as the education system, sure, but I realize that the grind of 7 a.m., 9 to 4 is a lot, and it's a lot right now that I'm just subbing. Imagine when I'm actually teaching and actually doing lesson plans and the whole thing. So that's concerning and a detriment. I'm not against it. It's a solid career. It's something where I have felt a lot of positive vibes. A lot of people have wanted to have me, hire me. I was offered a full-time job in the first 2 weeks that I was subbing. And everywhere I go, I am encouraged to apply to be a full-time teacher. But on the other hand, there is my love for the church and also my trauma of the church. But as far as ease of schedule, of who I am, of love for the Word of God and people, of course, ministry is what my heart beats for, and the Word of God and everything that deals with the church. I just have some pain and trauma because of 30 years and all that goes with that. But it's been a year and a half, almost 2 years this August, so almost 2 years. And I'm at a better place. I don't think I'm 100% back, but I'm close. So maybe in another year, I don't know. We will see. I guess the conclusion is that right now I'm going to stay the course. Instead of being the usual me of going in 1,000 directions, making up 1,000 things, worrying about 1,000 things or about the future, instead I'm going to stay the course. And that means serving at my local church, subbing, let's say for another year, providing for my family, helping my beautiful son move. He's going to be going away to college. This is his third year, it's his transfer year. So he only has 2 more years. Helping my beautiful wife, enjoying the summer with her, and making some arrangements with dad and some of the, you know, he has a house that we might buy, maybe not, we'll see. And just to keep it simple, stupid, kiss, versus what's the instinct in me, and that's to do a million things and then stress myself out, meaning music producer and life coach and online content creator and all these other things that it's just not really profitable for me. I don't mean financially, I mean just mentally, spiritually. It's better to just put my head down and just do the basics. Finish my master's, maybe take some tests as far as teaching, and just keep subbing and just keep it simple. Bring in the money that I'm making every month, which is fine for now, and then trust the Lord for the future. He's got it, and I'm thankful for that. So I guess that's just the update, and that makes me feel at peace. It gives me a lot of peace. Now, yeah, my foot and my knee hurt. I need probably some physical therapy for that. I sprained my foot, strained some ligaments, I think. I was running for a long time on this track, and I have no idea how I strained my knee and my foot, the whole left side of my foot. So I probably need some therapy for that, or just to keep exercising, which I need to do. Apart from that, everything is beautiful. Car stuff, I mean, whatever, it's just car stuff. But all the rest is beautiful. My wife is almost done with second grade, which has been one of her most successful years ever. And she will probably go back to being a principal at some point. But again, it takes time to heal from her own trauma that she went through 2 years ago as well. What a summer that was for us, my goodness. Plus the fact that she just lost her beautiful father 3 months ago. So we're grieving, and we're taking it easy. We're putting our head down, but not in a, like, we're going to just work hard and be stressed. No, more in a just be at peace, be still, and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted upon the earth. I hope that helps. If you would like my one-on-one coaching, I am coaching, by the way, a couple of people. So if you would like to be added to my list, you can email me, you can at Trig at David Trig. You can text me, go to my website, davidtrig.com, or just go to my Instagram at David Trig and DM me. Send me a DM, and we will get started. Thank you again for being here, and I will see you next time. Adios.